Hi, everybody. This is Ed with My Bigger Universe. And this week, our guest is Wes from Twin City Trekkies. Unfortunately, the signal in the Delta Quadrant, where he was located, was not fully picked up by the Pathfinder array, and we were a little interrupted in our transmission. But fear not, we did get plenty of the interview, and we'd like to boost his signal regardless. Be sure to check out Wes on Twin City Trekkies, everywhere on social that you follow. Give him a like, give him a follow, and let's go see what Wes has to say.
Hey, everybody, this is Ed with My Figure Universe. I'm coming to you this week with Wes from Twin City Trekkies, and I'm really glad to have you here. Hey, Wes, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Ed. How are you?
I can't complain at all, man. I wish I could, but I can't find anything to complain about yet. But I'm really glad to meet you, as it were, face to face here and get to know you. And I'm a big fan of your channel. I love tuning in on Sundays to hear what you're thinking about. The most recent episode of Strange New Worlds, I'm really getting a kick out of that. I wish more people were in there with me. I need to bounce these ideas off people.
I wish there were more people too, Ed. I wish there were too, but I'm glad that you are watching the show. And I appreciate you jumping on and, you know, talking with me about it. I appreciate it 100%.
No, indeed, so. Indeed. I'm glad to be there, and I'm glad you're here today. Why don't you tell everybody about you? Let's pretend that nobody knows who you are.
All right. I'm Wes. I live here in Minneapolis. Happened. There it goes. I don't know what the heck happened there.
A glitch in the system, shall we say.
Yeah, that was really weird.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah, I'm from it. Yeah. So, what do you want to know?
Well, okay. So, you've touched on in the past in your episodes, you know, what brought you to Star Trek. Your parents were big Star Trek fans, and you've discussed that mm-hmm. in the past. Here's a question I'd like to know. What was your first memory of an episode of Star Trek that you watched? Could have been a movie.
Oh, okay. How about that? I do remember watching. I think sitting down to watch Star Trek when I was growing up. I think it may have been Generations in okay. the movie theater. I think, if
wow,
I
okay.
am not mistaken, I think I sat. I remember. So I'm pretty young. So I remember Generations when it came out in '94. I think that was the first actually sitting down to watch Star Trek was in the movie theater when Generations came out in November 94. And then I do remember watching the reruns of Next Gen growing up. And like I've said on my podcast, I said that growing up, Next Gen was my Star Trek. Now it's Deep Space Nine as an adult. Because I've watched most of Deep Space Nine now. I mean, there are some episodes I haven't watched yet, but I enjoy Deep Space Nine for what it is now, with the advent of the various streaming platforms since Star Trek's been on, since Netflix in 2011. Deep Space Nine's been my Star Trek.
If I may ask, what episode? You say you skipped episodes. What was the reason?
I just haven't gotten around to it. I gravitate to the episodes I enjoy, and I watch them over and over again.
Oh, no, I get that 100%. No, I get that. Yep. And don't get me wrong. I understand skipping episodes. Like when it comes to season one and two of DS9, I'm kind of like, do I want to watch that again? Do I really need to see the circle? Do I need to see the circle? You know, so I get it. But yeah, and then episodes, rewatching them, I get that 1,000,000%. I can't tell you how many times I've seen Looking for Parmok in all the wrong places. So.
Mm-hmm. That's how I feel about any of the shows, actually. Regarding, I will sit down and watch the episodes that I gravitate towards all the time. I can't tell you how many times I've watched Real Life from Voyager. I think it's probably at least 20 times. I enjoy that episode of Voyager. It's actually one of my personal favorites.
You know, it's funny. I like turning on the Pluto TV every now and then just to see what's on.
Mm-hmm.
And I swear to all that's good in heaven that episode is on Pluto at least twice a week. When I turn it on, I'm like, oh, I've seen this recently, you know, but it's a good one. It's a really good one. And it's emotional.
Mm-hmm. It's
emotional. Good choice.
I always gravitate to that episode because I really enjoyed that episode very much. So.
Well, I like that. I really like hearing that. And I'm gonna think about you now every time I see that episode. Now I want to ask you, I'm into Star Trek action figures, and I'm curious. It's not something I ever really see you post about. Do you collect the figures? Do you have any of the any figures in your collection? Anything like Star Trek? Nothing really.
Not really. When I was growing up, I had a bunch of them. I used to have some of the play sets and stuff like that growing up but I grew out of playing those, collecting those things and toys and stuff like that. It was just the way I was. I did have some when I was growing up. I did have some, but not anymore. So I used to have I used to have some of those, but not all the time. But not anymore. So.
Well, I'm envious of you, sir, because I never had the play sets. So that was something that was lacking from all of my toy collecting. As you know, as a kid, and I look back, you know, I see people post like, oh, you know, I've got this or I had that. And I'm like, oh, yeah, well, you know, obviously your parents loved you more than mine, you know, jokingly, but you know, but yeah, I, that's awesome. I really love the podcast. Now you've been doing the podcast now about 4 years and you're
four and a half.
4.5 years. And I know you right now you're doing the Voyager. You're getting close to a special number coming up. Do you want to tell anybody about that special number that's coming up in your podcast?
Yes. 100 full length episodes. I'm super excited for that milestone. 100 overall, 100 full-length episodes of Twin Cities Trekkies. I am really looking, getting close to doing that.
Sorry, we're having a little bit of audio difficulty there, kids.
Yeah. Okay, there we go. Yeah,
so I'm hoping to...
100 coming up. I'm hoping to, I have someone in mind to talk about, for the Voyager celebration, to talk about the late Michael Piller and Jerry Taylor. And I'm hoping to do that for episode 100. So, because I think it's important that we talk about, that I have someone to talk about regarding both those people who are no longer with us since they co-created Voyager. So And they did a lot of good things for Star Trek in the early to mid 90s. So
definitely.
And I think it's important to talk about that.
That's good. I look forward to that. Yeah. You've had some really great guests. I spent a lot of time going back and listening to older episodes. I didn't discover your podcast until the last maybe 6 months. And which I'll be honest with you, it's kind of a similar story with a lot of people's podcasts. And when I was going back through some of them, you've had some great guests, but one was a more recent episode that you had. And with the voice actor from the Star Trek Resurgence game, you had the actor that played Spock on there. And it was an older episode that you'd recorded a long time ago, holding off until after the strikes were over. I love that episode. I've listened to that episode twice. And I got to tell you, it's a really good one. I'm hoping you've played the game. I hope you do play the game. I wanted to be able to tell you that that's a good one. But I'm curious, who's been your favorite guest?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've had I think my favorite guest on my show I've had. That's an interesting question.
I probably should have led up to that one, but I mean, if you didn't, you don't have to pick one, but you know, if you had to pick a couple, because you've had some good ones, you've had some really good ones.
I know I've had a couple of people who've been involved with Star Trek. I know I've had a couple of those people. I'm going to say Adele Pomeranke is my favorite guest.
Okay.
Yep. Everybody doesn't remember her. She was Ensign Kemi in the first and last episodes of Picard Season 2. So, and I was one of the very first Star Trek podcasts to interview her. I think I was maybe the first or at least the second one.
Okay. I'll have to go back and give that one a listen then. It's probably one that I must have made like it was Deep Space Nine and skipped an episode. But I'll have to check that out now. But the big question is here, following that up, who's your dream that you would like to get on there? Like, who's that one person that you would love to ask questions about? It's got to be somebody that you've got those questions queued up and ready to go.
So the person I really want to interview, is that what you're asking?
Yeah. Like who's your dream interview? Who's that one person that you think I'd like to get them on here? I'd love to ask them blah, 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 and figure out who would that be?
Oh, there's actually two people actually I want to get on.
Who would that be?
It's a tie between two people I want to talk to. Two people. Okay. They're both from this current era of Star Trek. Anson Mount.
Oh yeah.
And Sarah Middich. Actually,
I don't know the name. Who is that one?
I would like to get him on.
What's that?
Yeah.
Well, Anson Mount would be wonderful, that's for certain. I've always been a big Anson Mount fan, even before Star Trek. I don't know if you've ever seen. Well, I don't know if you've seen it, but he did. Of course, he did The Immortals. That was Inhumans for Marvel, and that was really good. But then previous to that, like going back 25 years ago. He did a really good movie called Pool Hall Junkies. Basically, if you ever have a chance to check it out, totally recommend it.
Oh, yeah. Hell on Wheels. Yeah, I had heard of it, but I've never seen it.
I've never seen Hell on Wheels either. I don't know anything about that one. I've heard of it, but I've never seen it.
Mm-hmm. That's what, I didn't know who Anson Mount was before Star Trek. So,
no, oh, okay,
so that was the same thing. I didn't know who. Yes, I have seen. I have seen a little bit of Crossroads, the very first movie he was in
with Britney Spears. I forgot about that one. So, that's a good one. I forgot about that.
Yeah, and the other person was Sarah Minish because she actually follows the pod. So,
oh really?
On Instagram. So, yeah, I want to talk to her.
Yeah, well, that would be great.
I'll talk about her 5 years on Star Trek.
Well, I hope you get her. I really do. But so now let me ask you, you went to the Convergence. You shared a lot of the your stuff from going to that. And I loved your scants, by the way. I was telling my wife, I said, that if that's what I want, if I'm going to get my first ever Starfleet uniform, I'm going to get a scant and I'm going to be like Wes, because that man looked comfortable. You know, that man looked like he was having himself a good time. And I really liked that. I really liked that a lot. I love the pictures and everything. I tell you, I really appreciate that. I'm sorry to see that you're like me. You weren't able to go to Star Trek Las Vegas, but this Convergence. Tell me about that.
Yeah. Yeah, Convergence is the biggest sci-fi here. There we go. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I'm wearing this year's shirt this year. So,
from this. All right, good. I like it. Well, I'm definitely glad you were able to get on here and talk to me about some stuff. What are you looking forward to the rest of the season on Strange New Worlds? I know we got a new one coming up this Thursday, but I'll be honest, I'm the type of person, I don't watch the trailers and I try to avoid any of the promotional pictures because I'm pretty good at gleaming stuff from a picture. You show me something, I'm gonna like, okay, I'm gonna tear it apart, you know. How about you? Yeah, are you with me, Wes? Are you with me?
Oh, boy.
Are you with me, Wes?
Yeah, what is going on here? Yeah. I'm here.
Hi, there you are, bud. It's okay. So, did you hear my whole question?
I'm here, Ed. I haven't gone anywhere.
Yeah, have you heard my question? Not me. Wes. Mm-hmm. Well, Wes, if you can hear me, I can go ahead and... You seem to be frozen on me, bud.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for watching this interview with Wes at Twin City Trekkies. Be sure to follow him at Twin City Trekkies on social. Give him a like, a follow. Let's boost his signal. And until next time, live long and prosper.